She made a contribution to our struggle, a very remarkable and noticeable contribution. In many respects, firstly by influencing the oppressed to fight for their freedom. She played a great deal. There are many who joined the struggle because they saw her fighting with her husband in prison, not knowing when he will come out. She represented many of the mothers who had their husbands in prison, in exile, whose names are not known. Some of them would never be known. She represented that type of a citizen in our country. And she also encouraged them that you could not just sit and say, my husband is arrested. You join in and fight. She gave this inspiration to everyone, to men and women. But her bravery to face the enemy was something she could not be confused by anything. She was at the same time a mother of many. Even those who were young and fighting, they looked up to her, and many women and many men. So we've lost a mother, a leader, a comrade, a cadre of a special type. No one can doubt her contribution that she did shorten the distance to our final day of liberation. So to us is a big loss. To us there is a pain of losing a mother, of losing a comrade, of losing a leader who has seen it all. She has been detained, tortured, exiled within the country, harassed perpetually. But she stood because she knew she was a leader. She must be exemplary in her efforts to fight for our freedom. So we've come to the family to grieve with the family, to say words of condolences and comfort, to identify with the family as we always did when she was still alive. We are part of this family. And indeed, we feel the pain. We've just come to say to the family, lalani ngenxeba. Even if inxeba is painful, lalani ngalo, njengoba sonke senzile, nombutho wonke wenzile. That is what we had come to do. And of course, we are going to be with the family, along the family all the time. The Mandela family, the Matigizela family, until we say a final goodbye to her, as arranged by the family and the organization and government. And I must appreciate that the president has given her a kind of a funeral that she deserves. This is a national hero. That's how we should say goodbye to her. So I'm thankful to the president that he has done so, so that we can be happy to say, here is our hero, he has left us, but we are saying to her goodbye in a manner that shows respect and dignity to the mother of our nation. Thank you very much for the opportunity, from the family in particular, for us to be able just to say those few words. We are together until the last day when we would say goodbye to her.
A number of people, not only the former president, Jacob Zuma, have been visiting the home to pay their respects, and our reporter in Takwana Ngatane is there. Takwana, thank you. And it's been an interesting day. There's so many different people who've been there, church leaders, politicians, sportsmen. Take us through some of the biggest names you've seen today.
Well, I think we should start with Deputy President David Mabuza, who is still inside, and we're waiting for him to come out and address us any moment now. We can talk about the chairperson of the ANC and Minister of Mineral Resources, and that is Gwede Mantashe. The president of the Youth League of the ANC, Colin Mainen, as you've indicated, and faith-based leaders led by the South African Council of Churches and sports people. And we saw Stephen Pienaar, but we also saw actors from various soapies here in South Africa who are well-known faces on television here in South Africa. So many, many people really still coming, and as well as her neighbors and still singing outside, and the youth and members of the ANC still singing outside here.
It's certainly a celebration of her life. I mean, there must be an attraction to this because there are all these really, really high-profile people coming. I mean, how are they being greeted by the neighbors and the people who are, I guess, are just interested in what's going on?
Well, let me start with former President Jacob Zuma, who was welcomed really warmly by the ANC members who are singing out here, calling him our president. But also people like, as I said, those who are well-known faces like Gwede Mantashe getting hugs from people, because some of the people here really are coming to see the people firsthand, or rather a close-up, so that they've seen them maybe on television, but now they know that they're likely to come here, the people that they've never seen in their lives. So part of the attraction is that. But we also had youngster Stephen from the United States of America, who are apparently touring Soweto. And normally they would end up on the side of the Lagazi Street, the Mandela House, the Tutu House, and other attractions there. But they ended up coming this side because of what's happening here today, Stephen.
And the African Union, I understand, are sending a representative. Who else is expected to be there today?
Well, not just the representative. That is the chairperson of the AU Commission, Moussa Faki Mohamed. We understand he's in South Africa, and he's expected to make a turn here at the house. But also, we're expecting the Women's League, who were here yesterday, but we understand that this is part of their pilgrimage. And later on today, the Secretary General of the ANC, Ace Magashule, is expected to unveil the plan that they've been talking about. This is a 10-day plan to honor Mama Winnie over this period of mourning that has been declared by the president until the funeral on the 14th.